Welcome back to Quantum Quill Media's podcast. Today we're diving into a thrilling episode of Robo Revolution, where we explore the latest developments and challenges in the world of robotics and AI. Get ready to embark on a journey through the ever-evolving landscape of technology as we discuss how these advancements are reshaping our daily lives. So grab your headphones and join us as we unravel the mysteries and marvels of the Robo Revolution.
For more awesome content, like and subscribe now.
Hi guys, welcome back to Robo Revolution. And today on the podcast, I have Daisy, who works in customer care at Quantum Quill Media.
I'm Owen, and I am a service advisor for motor vehicles.
And today on our topics, we're going to be talking about AI in healthcare and maybe some other topics on the rise. Anyway, first of all, our first question is AI in diagnostics to analyze cancer, medical images and others, such as X-ray. So Owen, do you think this will work?
Providing that all the materials, electronics and all the devices come together to work, I do feel like it should work. I do feel it is a possible way to diagnose things a lot quicker than what we have to wait a few weeks for blood tests and stuff. So yeah, I feel like it should go well, it should work.
Thank you for that. And JD, how do you feel about this?
I feel like, yeah, it could possibly work with all the right materials, as Owen said.
And I feel like this could go wrong in many ways, because what happens if it generates the wrong thing or says one thing and does another?
This is where they need to take their time, not rushing it to be the first people to actually create, if they're going to create such a device that can generate reports quickly for cancer, such as things like that. It's not something that they should rush into. They should take their time making sure every equivalation of electrics, what they're using to do for AI, they need to really, really study and make sure they're having it correct. Because as you just said, it could go wrong in many ways. They could if it's not done properly, yeah, they can rush it.
Yeah.
And then you're giving false information to somebody who's pretty much at life risk if it is something as dangerous as, say, cancer or a tumour or something.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to our next question. What will be personalised medical? Just how AI helps in creating personalised treatments. So how do you think this is going to work?
You got to look at it in a way. For many, many years now, doctors have been doing that. So bringing an AI robot or something into it won't benefit to those who've got 40, 50 years, maybe even 60 years already doing medication treatments, not only just treatments, but medication itself, providing they've got the right chemicals in a tablet to give to somebody. To me, doing an AI for that is pointless. As I just said, there's somebody in this world who's probably 80 years old, who's got 60, 70 years of experience. They've been to college, they've been to university, they've done this, they've studied their entire life. I don't feel that they should do that. But if they do, again, it's about time. It's about making sure that this robot is given the right stuff, or this AI is given the right information for medication. Because again, if you give the wrong medication to somebody that... You look at it, for example, you give ADHD tablets to somebody who's not ADHD, chances are they're going to go hyper, they're going to go crazy, bouncing off the walls, you know? I'm being serious in this.
Yeah.
Whereas if you give it to somebody who has generally got ADHD, it relaxes them, it calms them. So again, it's about time, preparation, making sure it's the right coverage of that certain criteria that they're doing.
And then you look into many errors and stuff.
Yeah, you look at many errors, you know, again, relating to the ADHD. An AI can give somebody who's not ADHD'd an ADHD tablet, and before you know it, you're chasing somebody around the room trying to get them to calm down. You know, you gotta look at it like that.
I feel like humans have a lot more experience of medications and studying rather than
when, you know, we obviously not into personal stuff, but recent of like accidents that's happened in obviously personal life. There was a certain doctor who we had treatment, well, had to treat a certain situation, and he had said he's been doing it for over 30 years. And even still, he was a bit like, I need to get advice from this person. That's 30 years of experience. So imagine somebody who's got 60, 70 years of experience with medication. It's not just going to be a quick type up on a computer, build an AI to make a medication.
But then you need to look at these AIs that are going to be trained by these special doctors.
Exactly. So, so again, it all leads down to time. If you give it time, you don't rush into it. For, you know, this AI for medication stuff, it'd be wicked. It may relieve a lot of stress off doctors who are trying to run around a hospital while going, I don't know, John over there needs 500 milligrams of this dosage. Whereas, you know, again, it all leads to time, making sure that it's all correct.
But then what happens if the Wi-Fi was to shut down?
Well, you got to look at it. Wi-Fi...
Everything has it
now. Yeah, but if you look back into, like, the early 80s or 70s, 60s, 50s, etc., I don't know how early back we can go.
Mm.
There was never something called Wi-Fi.
True.
So how do you think they'd done it back then? You know, again, it's years and years and years of research that's led up to this day and age in 2024 of how it's come across. So if the Wi-Fi goes down, I'm sure there's somebody who's been working there for over 60 years who's got the knowledge. But again, if the Wi-Fi goes down and that AI bot doesn't work, then this is what I'm saying. You've got to take time and doing it. Make sure you're doing the right things. Have a backup solution for it. If the AI goes down, make sure you know somebody there who's got these qualifications and knows what all this stuff is. So,
but they're going to rely too much on AI.
See, they shouldn't rely too much on AI. I don't know how long AI has been around. I can't remember. I'm not too sure. But I think you should go 50% on each way. You put 50% faith into an AI and then you're a 50% to go, I know this person exactly knows.
Yeah.
But then it's an only one-time cost for an AI.
Yeah, exactly. So again, it's just all opinions. To me, I always say it's about time. Don't rush things. I'll always say it. I've always said it, even when it comes to work or jobs. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't rush a job. You need to take your time because you want to make sure you get it correct the first time. Mistakes will happen. And as you say, your elders will say, you learn by your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
You mess up something. Right, I messed up on this part. This is what I'll do next time. So it's never a fallback. The only way to go forward is going up.
Okay, Daisy, what's your opinion on this? Is there anything else to add?
No, not really. Owen's right. It takes a lot of time and like proper resources as well, really.
Okay, let's move on to our next topic. Virtual health assistants.
Virtual health assistants. So
basically where you will be able to open your phone and just talk to them.
In all fairness, that would be a brilliant idea. Because you look at now, like, you know, hospitals are 24/7 busy. To the point, you know, some people are waiting 6 to 7 hours for an ambulance.
Of course.
If you've got that virtual healthcare, you said?
Yeah.
You know, you've got that, you know, what do I do in this situation? It's an instant, open your phone, it's there. That's brilliant. Because I don't think, you know, somebody who's having a heart attack or something wants to wait 6-7 hours for an ambulance. Not a chance.
But then what's that virtual health assistant going to do if they're having a heart attack? They're not just going to open their phone and go...
Well, yeah, I was just using it as an example. But, yeah, you say you've got a fairly nasty cut and you don't know first aid and you've got that virtual health assistant there going, right, put your arm in the air, make the blood flow down, not into the cut.
But it can only estimate this, surely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say it would be used for minor things.
I'm just throwing opinions into the book.
Serious things.
Yeah, like if it's serious things, then yeah, you need. But if it's a virtual health,
yeah, it can guide you through.
Exactly, guide. How do I treat this? And because you look at doctor's appointments, you're waiting. If I book an appointment now, I guarantee.
You're waiting for days.
Exactly, you're waiting for days or maybe weeks.
Yeah.
You know, I've been waited. I think it was. I think the longest I've been waiting, it was 2 weeks for blood tests and stuff.
Yeah.
Or like for medication review. Like if you have that virtual, like, here you go, this is the news, this is where we go from here straight away, instead of waiting 2 weeks. You know, it could help. It might not help. You never know.
Okay, Daisy, anything else to add on to that?
No, not really.
Okay, let's move on to the next topic. Drug discovery.
I like how you both looked at me on that. I don't do that, but thank you. Can you explain in which way of...
So, drug discovery for different medication.
Right.
And drug candidates predicting their success.
So, again, that relates to a previous question you've just asked about time, again, years of experience. You look at how long they've been looking for a treatment drug for cancer. It's been years. that it's, again, if it's something serious like that, you don't just rush in. Yeah, I mean, you know, look at COVID that we've had. Within, a few months of COVID, there was the vaccine fluid. And a lot of people were saying how they didn't trust it because it was something with a virus that was so deadly. How can they get treatment like straight away?
Yeah.
You know, again, with drug stuff, it needs time. You need to evaluate exactly what chemical is going into that tablet, liquid, gas, whatever you're giving them. You know, you get certain drugs that help certain people, like, you know, certain drugs that's illegal, mm-hmm. but then you've got it that's not legal that actually helps people with I was watching a documentary of a guy who had a serious case of Parkinson's, mm-hmm. and the doctors gave him a certain drug, which is a formable smoking, obviously, device.
Okay.
That was allowing the Parkinson's, the shakes and everything in his hand to calm down so he can continue with his life. It's stuff like that they've taken years researching. So I don't know if I'm going off topic here, on topic on this drug situation.
You can go off topic.
I can, that's a good thing. Again, it just leads to time. You need to make sure you're taking the time researching this stuff before even thinking of developing an AI command bot to do it for you.
Yeah, it needs to be done properly.
Exactly, yeah, it needs to be done properly. You can't just go, here's a week down the line, take this tablet before you into a mutant turtle or something.
But an AI could just think in seconds and go, ding.
Yeah, but again, it leads to time.
It's all just code.
It's all coded. Like, you know, I did IT at college. I say I done IT at college. I did a couple of months and then went, I prefer mechanics.
Okay.
But in few months at IT at college, you know, I learned a load about coding and how you can program stuff to a computer. Like, we created games and stuff. We created a computer. Yeah. Not created a computer, but we turned an old computer into a gaming computer that would listen to your commands via the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can give an AI computer commands, make drug section 74, for example. I don't know what that drug is, but a random drug section 74. Before you know, in seconds, if they've not got any and it makes in seconds, then that's a bonus. But again, they need to make sure they've got the correct research in order to do that. Because I know they say, you know, robots and stuff are taking over the planet. Well, if it's going to do that, you make sure you do it correctly, which then gives us chance to step back as humans and go, we've done many, many years on this planet helping. Let's now pass it down to our next people, our next devices that are going to lead into success and help us.
Yeah.
Drugs is the main thing for it. Drugs are what make people better. Not illegal drugs. Yeah. I mean, hospital stuff they give you.
Yeah.
It's what's making people better. And it's the same with operations and stuff that help people. If they're going to make an AI robot to do that, you're going to make sure they're not going to accidentally cut your juggernaut in your throat.
Exactly.
You're going to make sure that they're doing the correct thing.
And then you've got to make sure the battery lasts on it and how it's going to...
Yeah, well, if you think about it, you look at solar panels on houses. Even if the sun's not out, because the sun is naturally there, it's going to continuously get power.
But if it's working in a hospital where it's going to not much light, lights on there...
In the next, I don't know how many years, the whole world's going to be running off solar panels.
True.
I know it probably is already. I'm a bit of a hermit. I only go out to work.
Yeah.
But surely they can make something to go in the hospital to continuously power.
Of course.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you got to look at it that way. Like, if a hospital has a power cut now... You know, they've got backup.
Yeah, they have. Yeah.
They've got to have some form of a backup.
Yeah.
It would be a perfect example for an AI. Mm. The hospital goes out, you got to make sure that thing that you're relying on, that you've put years of experience, years training and coding, programming, you got to make sure it's got some sort of backup power support.
True.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you know, again, you've got to hope and pray that you've got somebody who's got years of experience.
Yeah.
But
do you think they're giving AI too much access to our personal lives? And
100%. Sorry, I know you probably didn't finish your question, but 100%. Do you know what? If there was a phone available right now, I can show you a definition that, you know, on a social media, Snapchat, they brought out that My AI guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were doing a secret recording that it can track where you are every second of the day, who you're talking to, what you're doing. you know, if we were sat here right now with a mobile device, weren't on, and we were talking about going to Pizza Hut or Domino's,
it would come
up. You go onto your social media on Facebook, and next thing you've got deals for Domino's. Yeah, it just shows there is something there, Liz. Yeah. It's a transformer. You know,
it's like earlier I read something to do with AI. Apparently, this isn't real, but they think AI is taking screenshots of your phone and then thinking for itself to see what it can.
You got to look at it. How do you think, I don't know how to explain this, because I come across as I'm a very open person. I speak before I think. But you got to look at it this way. How do you think, the government knows certain things, or people hire people in this company, in this world know certain things? It's because it's all linked. Every single device is tracked. For example, back when this whole war thing started, they done this alert thing for certain weathers.
That was a bit.
But how do you got really think, how do they know to send that to your device?
But we haven't had an alert.
No, but they done that test of alert.
They done a test.
And it was, I don't remember the day, but it was exactly at 3 o'clock, and I remember it because I was stood outside. Yeah.
Some people had it at 3:01 though.
And I heard about it a few hours after it went off.
Yeah.
And I was going, wait, what's this? have I got bottles of water and stuff? But obviously, I knew it was just a drill.
Yeah.
How do they know to send that to your phone?
Of course,
But it's through it leads back to time. You look back in the olden days, you had pieces of string on a cable. Technology develops every year, every minute, every second of every day. It involves, every phone that's being created has got to have some formable chip in there for a very higher person in this world to have access to. Not everything is safe and secured. Your passwords, your bank account details, nothing is ever safe. But imagine if they created an AI robot to make it safe. Your own personal AI, you could securely lock your phone to make it safe from people that.
But then
they'd already be on a game to make it better than that person, that AI thing to do. They'd always be one step ahead of you.
I think AI is probably going to be one step ahead of everyone, personally.
Well,
right now, there's probably someone making a big AI.
To be honest, somebody right now could be already listening to this conversation.
They probably are,
My phone is right there on that table, right? But they can already be listening to this going, alright, he's now gone.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to develop something smarter than us. Right, we need to change the game. We need to add this, 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 and this. So that doesn't happen, so they can block all of that out.
You'll probably see the ad the other day.
Yeah, well, you know what? If I go onto Facebook now, you know what? I know they can't, whoever listens can't see this. But if I go onto Facebook now, right? I'm sure something about AI is going to come up. Okay, that was Pokemon.
Okay.
I'm just going to quickly scroll. Okay, fair enough. Do you know what? It's really putting me to shame right now because nothing's actually coming up.
You'll see it tonight and you're like,
Yeah, do you know what? I will probably see it tonight. Yeah, carry on. I'm determined to find it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Right, so Roblox surgeons. So as we're moving on from other topics, we want to go into robotic surgeons. Of how they can do quicker recovery times and control risks. So basically, surgeons, robot surgeons.
Oh yeah, personally, I wouldn't trust a robot doing surgery.
So it'll do surgery.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think that is going to be able to work, and would it be safe?
I personally wouldn't trust that.
So what have you say to it?
I personally wouldn't trust that. As I said, a human probably has more experience
Then we have to look back at the errors, what could happen.
Exactly what Daisy just said. She said the word that I've been saying this whole conversation. It's time. You know, you got surgeons who will stand there for 12 to 13 hours doing a certain surgery.
Yeah.
If they create some robot to do it in seconds, but not every surgery takes seconds,
hours.
To have an eye removed alone takes roughly, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours?
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, imagine if a robot malfunctioned when it was working in your eye, straight for your eye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To me, no, because again, it goes back to history. There's hundreds and hundreds of years ago, they didn't have robots, Wi-Fi's, this. This day and age, you have got that helping hand. you have got a device, you know, you can get really small cameras that you can put into stomachs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's robots enough. That's robotic enough. I don't think they should create a robot to do an operation unless they've spent at least 50 years making sure they've got their research correct for it. Because again, it's funny enough, because I think I actually said this earlier on, if it accidentally slit your throat or something, you know, if it accidentally cut through your throat,
of course,
you know, you program it to do, I don't know, say your stomach was, you know, or I don't know, 24 inches away from
if
your
you
head, and you program that, right, I need you to cut exactly this destination, and this like this centimeter, this, and you accidentally press one wrong key and it cuts through a certain certain vein in your body.
Yeah.
You've then got to rush to then stop that robot continuing a surgery so you can then fix that problem before fixing the initial problem what a human is having done to him. Again, I can't stop saying it, but it's all just about time and research and making sure you've got the right stuff you need before you even think about putting a knife in a robot's hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's
loads that of, next level.
Yeah, you look at all these films that's been made though. There's a film with Will Smith, I can't remember what it's called, but he's got like robots in it that like become
I think I've seen that video or something.
And there's a scene
wasn't he like running from them or something?
Yeah, there was a scene where he was showing over 1,000 robots in a room.
I bet you
there's one robot in this that would not defend himself and that would disobey a command. And he was shooting the robots in the head. And one went, I'm going to defend myself. I'm going to disobey his rule and not stand still. I'm a run.
Yeah.
And he was chasing this robot for ages. There's another film called Chappie. Don't get me wrong, I don't advise watching it if you're underage, because it is a bit of a gruesome film. But It was based in the future, not obviously with future well of flying cars, but something went wrong with humanity and they couldn't control gang violence and they created robots to defend the police.
Yeah.
It only took one guy, as he was called the creator, to put one chip in a robot's brain for that robot to become a human and relearn baby steps, relearn what he actually was. And he ended up getting into the wrong hands of the wrong people and became a, I'm going to say, gangster robot. And they used him for their benefit to do a heist of a money truck. You know, it's stuff like that. You gotta, it only takes one wrong move for that robot to go out of control. Again, you press one wrong key on that code for the robot to cut somebody's important body, you know, to make them better, it only takes one wrong button for it to cut through the heart for you, you know. So to me, in my opinion, people might have different opinions, but I think it's a deadly idea, and you should continue letting humans who's had years, hundreds of years experience, well obviously not 100 years, but you know, years of experience, who do it every day from the second they open their eyes to the second they go to bed.
Of course.
Do it. Don't bring robots into a serious matter of an operation. But
that's how I feel.
It might be different, but
okay, coming back to movies. movies, here we go.
What film are we watching? Go on, let's go.
So, AI in movies. So that you can now generate movie trailers and stuff with AI. They make scenes. Do you think that will impact?
I did not know they can do that.
Yeah, you can.
So they brought AI out to make scenes for movies.
Yeah, you can just type something.
That's somebody's career then gone.
True.
Unless you're going to work alongside of it. That's somebody's movie career gone. So, you know, a producer's career gone. They've already got CGI.
Yeah.
Which I can't really say is a formable AI or robot, but it's good because you can then program a different background onto that green screen.
Of course.
You know, just trailers and movie clips is already one big step in a producer's career.
Yeah.
You know, you got some of these producers. I mean, the producer of the Fast and Furious franchise, I don't know if they changed twice, or I can't remember, his name is Jin something. But, you know, just from a trailer, that person is then making it further in his career to become a better movie producer.
Yeah.
If you're going to bring an AI into it, he may as well retire. The person may as well retire, go home to their bed with a glass of wine and a cigar and enjoy watching somebody else take over his career.
Of course.
So, again, that then causes an issue. That's then a job loss. You know, that job provides their bills, their money, their income to support their family. You know, if their parents can't do anything and they struggle with money, mm-hmm. he can support them. So again, it may work as long as they find a way to co-spond with that producer. Yeah. But if you're just going to sit there and let an AI create a film for you, I mean, oh, I don't know, because now that I've just said that, you know, you're gonna let an AI create a film for you.
Yeah.
It may work, but at the same time, you got to look at it. It could be a job loss for somebody.
True, but then that person...
But what's your opinion on that? Like, I want to hear from you.
That person who's lost their job will probably be able to make a movie with AI. They'll be able to get money. It's a bigger job, a bigger earning.
Yeah.
With these big companies.
But then you've got to look at that. Like, yeah, that's why I said that. Like, my opinion, like, changed as soon as I said, if you have an AI to create a film for you, like, that's then technically your right. It's the same with music productions.
Yeah.
You know, royalty go, you know, you get a certain percentage for royalty, you know, your music producer, studio, this. And then you finally get your income. If you're going to have an AI create a job, create a film for you, again, that might lead to a bit of an increase.
Mm.
You know, it may help. But again, if one wrong move thing happens, before you know, AI robots will take over the world and we won't have to do anything.
True.
But as long as you get some part of that royalty, that you're the producer of that film, but you're letting an AI create it for you. Yeah, it could work. I'm not too sure. I've not heard of that, so
it could work.
I can't really have an opinion on it.
Yeah.
Because I've not... That's the first time I've heard of that.
It could possibly work if a person works alongside it.
It's like Batman and Robin.
The people are just typing stuff in.
Yeah.
To make a scene, yeah, and then it generates
now
it.
Now that you've said that, I don't think it will have an effect at all. If anything, it would be better. Because you're spending hours and hours and hours with these people with cameras and, you know, props and everything. And, you know, close it. If we'd done it on the road outside, you'd have to close the road, but only like certain parts of the film.
Yeah.
You know, that then saves a lot of hassle, a lot of disturbance from people who's just going to be surrounding you, watching you create a film. If you can sit there and go, right, AI, I want you to create a scene of, you know, a battle between, you know, goblins and gremlins or something, there you go. You're not then having to fork out losing loads of money, because music producers, I guarantee you, have to spend a lot of money to create a film before they actually earn any of that back, because you've got to then get cameras, you then got to get people, you got to then hire staff to do it,
you've
then got to hire music like products, like, you know, like a rubber car or something, if you've got to do a scene where a car's rolling. I mean, that then is a lot of money in films. You watch a lot of films. Like, again, I'll lean them back to the Fast and Furious franchise. Like, in the first Fast and Furious film, they blew a car up in the first, like, 20 minutes of the scene.
Yeah.
Like, that car was probably worth a lot of money.
True.
You know, if you can create an AI, that then saves you money. See, now I have opinion of it, now that I've actually thought about it, listening to the conversation, like, listening to what you've just said. Like, that then saves a lot of money going out to camera rolls and a lot of time. Yeah. You know, I loved watching the Avatar film, not the animated one with the guy who had the arrow on his head and controlled fire.
The blue one, the real life one.
Yeah, the blue monkey ones.
Yeah.
You know, when I watched the first film, I was so excited. I wanted to bring a second film out. Because most of that film is CGI'd, I waited years, like, oh, when did it come out? It came out, like, I don't know if it came out last year or the year before, but I waited years for it. Mm. If you had an AI to do it, I guarantee you can create it in a week.
But then AI...
Within a week or maybe a month.
But then AI, I think you have to look into the copyright of what these companies will say. Well, how much money they're going to take off that to say, well, you've used our services, but we need a royalty of this much.
Yeah, but that's the same with everything in a day-to-day life.
True.
You know, we work to pay our stuff, but where's our money going? Our money's going straight back to the guy who's just given us our money.
True.
Exactly. Yeah. So no matter what you're doing in life, your money's always going to come back to you.
True.
Because, you know, I work 30 hours a week. You know, my money goes back to the tax bill, back to my... to pay for my bills.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then my money's always going to come back. It's just like a big circle.
Yeah.
So no matter how much you're going to get, once that film goes out and that film goes crazy, you know, you get top film of the year, you're going to have, like, money come back to you. Like, here's a funny fact with money and music, actually, when I talk about music producers. You know, every musician whose music is played right now has some form of royalty. If I opened Spotify and started playing a random song, that musician then gets percentage that I'm playing his music right now. You got to look at it like that. Your money's always going to come back around no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, you're screwed out of luck with no job, you know, can't do nothing. Like, I feel sorry for people who struggle to get a job.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's an odd one to say, but again, everyone's entitled.
Coming back to the music topic, AI, you can generate someone's voice who has died.
I've seen this. Yeah. I've seen this.
To make music. How do you feel about that?
I don't know how I feel about it. Like, I'm a musician myself. So basically, AI created an app where you can generate, say, for example, Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Beautiful singer, obviously passed away. He was the lead vocalist, well, the main vocalist for Queen. AI created an app where you can take any song. So, for example, like, have you ever heard of the Duck song?
Yeah.
The Duck Pop, Duck to the Lemonade.
It only needs, like, a bit of voice now.
Yeah, a bit of voice. And you can make it sound, you can put Freddie Mercury's voice in it and have him sing that song. To me, I, as a really strong musician, like, I've been a musician since I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
I'm now 25. Mm-hmm. That's a long year. Like, music is a very, very, very big part of my life. Fortunately, you know, I never proceeded with a music career, which I wish I did. But again, now seeing that AI create an app where they can take my voice and pull it into a different song, it's a bit of a disrespect.
Yeah.
It's a disrespect because your voice is your voice. It's in a unique voice. Yeah. You will never find somebody on this earth with the same voice as you.
True.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But now that an AI app can have your voice and give it to billions of people on this planet, for all we know, they can take, if I put my voice on this AI app now and it went viral, right, somebody then who's crazy with technology can take my voice, program it into a computer to make it sound like I'm having a conversation and fraud my identity for all they want.
Same as this podcast, basically.
Yeah, same with this podcast. Somebody can take this podcast right now, take all of our voices, make a secret phone call to say we are going to rob it. It only takes a few smart, intelligent people to go, this voice is for this person.
Or make us say something we didn't say.
Exactly. Or make a false accusation of a conversation. Now, I made that rhyme then.
Yeah.
The musician came out of me then. Did you notice that? You know, again, like Ian said, a false accusation of something we didn't do.
Yeah, that happens quite common, actually, on the internet now.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you know, to me, it's great. It's funny because I have tried that app before. I've not used my voice, but I have tried it. But then realising you had to pay for it after you do one song was a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
But again, that...
But I think that company thinking they're going to make money from it, maybe.
Exactly, right? But then you... A company will make money off of that because some people, like, there's hundreds and hundreds of videos on TikTok people doing Homer Simpson's voice with Peter Griffin and stuff like that. But Homer Simpson's voice, the guy who actually does Homer Simpson's voice, for all we know, I don't know him. We don't know him from Adam or Eve. But he could feel disrespected. Hold on. That's a unique voice that's been around for years.
Isn't the Homer Simpson person who does it a woman or something?
No, that's Bart Simpson.
Oh, that's Bart Simpson.
That's Bart Simpson. I can't remember the guy's name for Homer Simpson, but for all we know, he might feel disrespected.
True.
That voice has been around for years and years, and all of a sudden, in the split of a second, someone's gone, here's an app where I'm going to take every voice in the world and let you play with it.
Yeah.
You know, you got to look at two sides of it. Positive side, people find it fun. People are getting a fair bit of recognition on TikTok social media because they're making cool things, you know, they're getting known for making cool things. But then you gotta look at the con side of it. Some people might feel offended by it.
True.
Like, I feel offended by Freddie Mercury, like, not by Freddie Mercury, but I feel like offended, like, as a musician, that voice is so unique because he actually had a jaw issue, which his jaw was a lot wider than most people's, which was allowing him to hit those range of notes. You know, I feel a bit, I'm not sure how I feel about it because that's such a unique voice for somebody.
Yeah.
And in the split of a second, I mean, you have some people in this world who have So not the same voice, but a similar range of voice to make them sound like it.
Yeah.
There's a guy I've seen on YouTube, social media, blah, blah, blah. I can't remember. His name is Mark Tal or something. Now, he sounds like Freddie Mercury when he sings. You got people who do tribute bands who can make their vocals sound like that guy.
Yeah.
But your vocals will never be the original vocals. They may sound similar, you may get it a bit spot on,
exactly,
but you'll never get it identical to that vocalist. So for an AI app to make it in seconds, I just feel like that's something not right there. That's like a red flag. That's tickling the wrong spots.
Disrespectful, really.
It's tickling the wrong spots.
Yeah.
But again, people have their own opinions. They may go, well, do you know what? I'm happy to pay £6.99 a month to use it.
Yeah.
And that company may go, oh, look at me, I'm getting money left, right, and centre, because people are paying for my app.
True.
Like, I could probably make an app like that right now.
Yeah.
AI, I want you to create a cool keyboard that plays the Mario theme song.
Yeah.
It'll only, you know, anybody can do it.
Yeah.
But, again.
Daisy, anything to add?
Yeah.
No, he's right.
Okay, so self-drivable cars.
Not good.
What do you
not
think?
Good.
No.
Right, you gotta look at it this way. I'm just gonna have a quick drink.
Okay.
Hold on.
So we look at the Tesla first of all.
Wait, is that?
Yeah, it's coming self-driving.
Is it Elon Musk?
Elon Musk.
Oh yeah.
Now, he's a very successful guy.
Oh yeah.
With all the stuff that he's made.
Of course.
But you've got to look at it. I don't know if he was the first guy who made not only a self-driving car. But, for example, my car has something called Lane Assist. That's technically a self-driving motor vehicle.
Is it something like cruise control? Or?
No. So, basically, Lane Assist is you have some form of sensors in your car that can locate. So, in the middle of the road, you have something called cat eyes.
Yeah.
It's a reflective thing for when you're driving at night, blah, blah, blah. You're driving down the motorway.
Yeah.
You've got Lane Assist on to keep you in that lane.
Yeah.
You try and move over to the other lane and your car doesn't like it, it will pull you back into that lane.
Mm.
You're driving down the motorway, you're right next to a lorry, and a lorry doesn't see you in his blind spot and tries to drive over to you. You move, and then that car goes, no, I want to be in this lane. That lorry then crushes you, can cause your life.
Yeah. But then who do you go to then about that car?
Well, you can't, because if you picture that
car... Do you
car,
go to Tesla or... For example,
I don't know how to go about with this, because if you purchase that car knowing it has that, that's on your back. That's
it depends
on your
if they say it's 100% accurate or.
Right, if they say it's 100% accurate, nothing's going to go wrong, and then in the first few moments, something goes wrong.
Yeah,
try your best, try your luck.
Yeah.
I guarantee you won't succeed. Yeah, this guy is a billionaire.
Yeah.
He could have the best lawyers in his country.
Exactly. He'll just sit there and go, you can have your 200 quid, though, whatever. I've still got billions in my
house,
right? But then you got to look at it. Cars, it's the same with technology, with mobile devices, computers. Every day, someone is always working on something new.
Yeah.
Of course.
For example, Tesla.
Yeah.
The Tesla can now drive itself.
Yeah.
It only takes one wrong fuse, one wrong circuit, one wrong code.
Or recognizing, thinking it's a bike when it's
exactly.
A car.
Exactly. 0.0001, you know, chance... Not chance. Let me try and rethink this. Okay, so obviously it takes, you know, wrong code, like a 0.01 of a code to go wrong.
Of course.
For that whole system to then go wrong. Mm. You've seen, like, I don't know if you've seen, but I've seen most videos of Teslas going wrong. Batteries blowing up.
Yeah.
This happening. That's happening with them.
I think I've recently...
But then again, that might not be down to Tesla's fault.
True.
You've got a lot of people in this world who try play with cars.
Yeah.
True, yeah.
I'm not saying I've got the best mechanical knowledge ever,
but
I've got knowledge to repair vehicles if I need to.
Mm.
But it only takes someone to go, oh, I want to program a funny horn into an electric car for then to go wrong,
I think then
cause a fire, battery explodes.
Yeah, but then I think that needs Tesla regulations to say you can't edit their AI code or something.
But there's already a video on social media of a guy who has accessed and changed
Tesla's
horn.
That's why I don't think Tesla has said anything, to be honest. Because then I think that puts them under fire.
But if they're making a car this great to drive itself, do this, do that itself, why have they not kept it all secured? Because it only takes one smart genius to get into it. If they've not secured it, it takes one smart genius to get into it and figure out how they do it. And if for all you know, he can go and build his own car. And then in the next 20 odd years, his car might be better than Tesla's, because he'd gone, okay, they've got this inside of it, but I'm going to add this and add this and add this and double up the power and double up this on a car. To me, self-driving, no. You need to be in control of that vehicle. Because again, as you just said, you know, cars thinking bikes are cars, or car bikes thinking something like that. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, cars thinking it's a bike or a car.
Yeah, exactly.
Or a motorbike.
Exactly. You've not, I mean, yeah, realistically, if you grab the steering wheel, you've then got full control of a car. But what if the electric goes wrong with it? What if a fault goes wrong in the ECU of a vehicle? Now, the ECU is the main brain of a vehicle. It powers, it pushes all the electrics around. One wrong fault goes with that. You can't overtake that cycle, that motorbike on time, and you've gone straight into it. That sends somebody's life. Like, I ride bikes myself, and it's scary, because even though people have controls of their cars, people haven't got, some people in this world haven't got brains to go, he's only on two wheels, he's only got a bit of protection, I've got a massive metal shield around me.
Yeah, true.
You know, like when I was 17, 18, I've only just got onto a motorbike. You know, down by where I used to live, there was a place called Samson's Walk Swim Baths, and somebody underestimated how close they were to me on my bike and actually took me off my bike. Luckily enough, I didn't come out hurt. My bike came out with a few scratches, but he had control of that car. Now imagine if that was a Tesla and his electrics went and he had no control.
But then who do you blame?
Well, clearly the driver.
If an AI was to drive a car driven into you,
well, whoever created it then. Created that.
But then that driver is still going to be in trouble, surely.
Well, yeah, because realistically, you need to have control of your vehicle. I would, like, if any driver can listen, I wouldn't let an AI device take control of something that not only is very helpful for you, but can be so, so dangerous. You know, you see a lot of people, like, touch wood, obviously not happen. Somebody right now has probably just been hit.
Yeah.
A car's just gone wrong. Something's gone wrong.
Or it's head was blown up, so.
Yeah, but this is, again, down for a mechanics. Now, mechanics, I don't know many garages, apart from Tesla, apart from people who specialise in electric vehicles. But most mechanics you go to these days in garages only work with two types of vehicles, a petrol or a diesel.
Yeah.
Imagine in the future, the whole world is down to electrics. Okay, you may have somebody very qualified now for electrics, because the world will change. We have to change with the world.
I think that's where they need to qualify AI.
Yeah. But then that leads back to what I said.
True.
Time. You've got to make sure you're putting the right codes into AI. Like, I'm all 100% for AI. I would love to sit back and let AI take over, knowing that it's going to be safe. Not if it's, if they're going to rush it because they want the world to change so
quickly. You can't 100% be correct on it.
Like,
yeah.
You need to be 100% on it. Because if you're going to change the world and we have to change with it, you've got to make sure you've put your time and research into it.
Yeah.
Now, again, that leads back to Tesla. How long has Elon Musk been researching these Teslas, researching all this electric to go into it? Don't get me wrong, it's very, very successful.
Yeah.
Has he got, am I correct, he's got a satellite in space?
That's
space. Most, I'd love to have a satellite in space. You know, he's clearly took his time and his research to make sure a Tesla works.
Yeah.
Again, it can only take the smallest of faults to create a massive fault in an electric. So if AI are going to do it, I will always, as I said, I will always say it, and most of this podcast will probably be me saying it, it's got time and research.
Yeah.
There's nothing more you can say but time and research.
Coming into AI working, what about AI teachers? The money situation is going to be coming back into it.
The money situation is going to come back into it. Because you got all these people whose dream jobs could be a teacher.
Yeah, going to university.
Sorry, exactly, 100%. Is there a chance I can get a light on? Because it's getting quite dark.
Yeah. Give us a minute.
If you want to go and put the light on, Dave's fine. So yeah, exactly what the money situation and the job loss.
Yeah.
Somebody's career. You know, you always wanted to
college,
be
a, university.
Sorry, we can't hire you. Why can't you hire me? We've just had a new AI teacher in the class.
Yeah.
Imagine walking in there and you've got a robot. You've got a robot called Susie teaching class. You know.
Yeah.
Hi, Susie.
But then again, have you ever watched? Do you know what? Funny you said that. You ever watched the film Wall-E?
No. Wally.
Wally, yeah.
Yeah, I watched it.
Yeah, the little square robot.
In space or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Now, that would be us. Wood would be them huge fat people in the chair not having to do anything, right? Because you've let AI technology, and I actually believe in the film, they do say something about an AI technology.
Mm.
How they took over human life. And all these humans were becoming very unhealthy because they didn't have to go to work.
True.
They didn't have to worry about where their kids were, what their kids, who was teaching their kids, because it was down from a robot. It was on a screen, a roboted screen. Course. Self-piloting, even though you were a captain, a self-piloting ship in space.
Yeah.
You know, that could your glasses keep falling down.
Yeah.
You know,
in many ways.
Look at it that way, right? Imagine if it did become successful and the world went to crap because AI took over it.
Yeah.
Would be those big fat people in space.
Yeah.
We would be in space, sat in the chairs, drinking
pop,
fizzy pop, eating junk, because robots and AI have taken over our lives.
But AI will come up with new ideas.
AI will always come up with new ideas.
It's good.
But so will humans.
True. But they think better than us. It's like they think of new ideas, new company ideas.
This is the issue. AI, as you just said then, they'll always have new ideas better than us. The world changes. Unfortunately, we can't do nothing to stop that. Oh, we just have to accept it and go with the world.
Of course.
People like us, we can't put our foot down and go, no, we don't want that. Because these people creating AI, billionaires.
Of course.
Multi-billionaires. Yeah. Or I don't know what they are.
They can just sit there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're more powerful than people like us.
Yeah.
It's the same with government and stuff. They're more powerful than us. We don't want to go to this place and do this for that and do that. Well, unfortunately, you don't get a say in it because we're the leaders.
Coming back to the government, do you think an AI,
don't get me started.
An AI will be able to become like the Prime Minister.
Is that even possible?
It could be possible.
Do you know what? It could be very possible.
But then that's how it comes back to robots leading the world.
There you go. I was just about to say that.
Okay.
Right. How do we not know that the government's already got that?
You don't.
How do we not know? Do you know?
No.
Do you know?
No.
I don't know.
But I saw something.
I know I'm probably acting like I know, but I don't know. What did you say?
I think I saw something last week Downing Street. It was the government also pledged $1 billion to AI companies.
I saw that. So why are they doing that? Right. So our country right now has gone to absolute, I'm not going to swear, but gone to
rubbish.
Rubbish, yeah.
Right. We have had people years ago who had fought for this place.
Yeah.
To make the UK great.
Of course.
And in these last years, this country has not been this country it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
Why on earth would you bring an AI into something so messed up already?
True.
You ever watched Rick and Morty?
I've heard of it.
I believe it's season 1, episode 2.
I've seen little clips of it.
Yeah, I've seen little clips of it, yeah.
Yeah. Some smart scientist created something for a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The dog then developed more of a sense of brain, created massive robots. Robots then roamed the planet until they made some weird dream happen and the dog robot was like, this isn't right. How do we not know that's us? An AI government robot comes in. I want to plead war, for we know the UK will get wiped out because it's been nuked because a robot's gone rogue. Not that the country's already at issues as it is, but bringing an AI into it, again, time. But you put wrong code into
true.
It. Go on, what were you going to say?
I was going to say AI in the army, and then it'll meet.
Wow, AI in the army.
Yeah.
That kind of relates back to the film's Chappie.
Mm.
Not only that, this relates to the film Iron Man.
Of course.
Iron Man 2. Now, I remember the very high up important people created a meeting, and this is in the film, not in real life, by the way. And Robbie Downey Jr. had a really cool phone, and he was linking it to screens and watching people in the army with a robot that was causing damage. Because they didn't do time research. They went, he's a very smart millionaire, very brain, who's just created a roboted suit. We want that suit for the army.
Of course.
We're going to create our own, because he's clearly not going to hand it over because he's Iron Man. But AI in army, that can go so wrong.
True. It could fight its own people.
It could shoot its own people.
Exactly. Shoot, fight its own people, cause world... I don't know if we're already in World War 3, but World War 27. True, right? One wrong program and that button on that robot and that AI presses that red button, sends out nukes to somewhere you don't need to go.
Exactly, that's what they're all going.
And that comes back to AI prime ministers.
Exactly.
How does...
It shouldn't go well. For all we know, though, there's already a lot of high-quality technology in the army, yeah? You know, you've got big missiles that can get a certain destination, hit a certain place spot on.
Yeah.
You know, so technically it's already there.
True.
Because it's in a computer. But then that leads back to what I said earlier on. Everything is watched.
True.
So, I don't know. I'm just going to drink my iron brew and let you really think about that.
So, AI security on the internet and whatever. Like working for like the MI5 or whatever.
That's linked back to what we said earlier on.
Okay.
Security. It links back to what we said.
Yeah, it links back to all the other
stuff. Our phones are watched, clearly.
Of course, yeah.
Our phones are watched. I don't know if it's going to happen now, but we'll try that
thing. Okay, yeah, we'll try that.
We'll try that social media thing again, right?
Okay.
So let me refresh. That was my friend's birthday. I didn't say happy birthday. Sorry.
I thought you were going to say it today. My birthday.
Skyglass TV, which is a 4K TV made by Sky that has a smart device inside of it. And it even says an Atmos built-in smart device. That's
basically yeah
exactly. So there's one little bit there,
so it knows something about technology.
It's already given me loads of things about technology. Oh, what's that? No, that's not it, that's Waitrose.
Not a sponsor, by the way, guys.
Not a sponsor. Yeah, sorry guys, no, not a sponsor.
Yeah.
Right,
if they do want to sponsor us, well,
I'm a bit out of luck, unfortunately. I was hoping something would have come up by now.
Okay.
I don't want to know you today.
What was the question? AI and what?
AI security.
Security.
Like working for the MI5 on the internet and whatever and whatever.
Yeah, but how do you not know the government's already watching our phone now?
True.
I take that back. I can't say government.
No, you can't say you can't.
Because I'll be in trouble for this.
Yeah.
Right?
They might come knocking at the door.
Yeah, they're not going to come knocking on the door.
Don't take that personally.
Yeah.
But everything we do is watched.
They will probably listen to this podcast, maybe.
Exactly. You make a phone call, your phone call's leaked. Remember the Simpsons
they're
movie?
Remember
the Simpsons movie when they were on the train, they were going back, so they ran away from Springfield, they were going back, and it went to that scene with the MI5, and they had...
Listen, that's
us. If I made a phone call right now to my wife, they're listening to that phone call.
Of course.
So nothing we have in this world is protected.
Yeah, but if AI wasn't there, it'd be able to flag words quick.
Yeah, but symptoms have actually predicted a lot, haven't they?
Say that again, sorry.
Symptoms.
Coming back to that, do you think AI will be able to predict the future? To say what might happen in wars and whatever?
Yeah, they did.
Simpsons did.
Yeah.
Look how many predictions they've made and it's been spot on.
Coming back to the Metropole's
police station fire. Funny enough, actually, the Ukraine and Russia war.
Okay.
The pandemic.
Yeah.
Donald Trump becoming president. Yeah. Donald Trump in Home Alone 2.
I see that, yeah.
Donald Trump going down the stairs, the escalators. They've predicted so much.
Yeah.
They already probably, I'm pretty sure if we find a scene now, they've already predicted AI.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I don't know.
Okay, what do you think of AI content creators?
In what way?
So on Instagram, there is AI people. So like...
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm actually not even joking. A company's making all this money for this AI girl.
I've never seen...
People think she's real.
What?
Yeah.
I've seen little snippets of things like that.
I kind of want to search it because I've got Instagram.
I forgot what her name is, but you'd have to search it on the internet. AI
search it on Google.
Instagram model. Search it on Google.
Oh, no, because if my wife goes, why are you searching the model? No. I'm not going to search that then.
I'm not going to have it on my phone.
No, don't worry about it. It's fine, honestly.
Hang on.
It'll
stay recording. Just talk by eyes.
So, an AI Instagram model.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Doesn't it look like a real person?
Yeah, she looks like a real person. She can take photos in like Paris and whatever.
So basically, you can look. So, look.
That one, I know.
She's AI, apparently.
She thinks of herself. She posts of herself.
And she's AI?
Yeah, there's a picture.
But she looks like a human, mate.
Yeah, this she is what I mean. See?
They are.
See, look, there was one in. Look, that's in LA. Like back human. In LA. Los Angeles, basically.
To look like humans.
Yeah, so she's great to look like a human.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Look, there's her on a train.
And she's actually a robot.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
She's actually a robot. She's fully functional by robot. See? See, look, there's her and an AI friend. I'm pretty sure she had one with, like, a famous rapper or something.
Yeah, but who...
There was a picture.
Does it say who created her?
A big company.
A big company.
Of course it is. Big company, lots of money, billionaires.
She's 21-year-old robot living in Los Angeles.
That's creepy. Oh, she looks like a robot.
Hang on, let me see. There's a picture of her.
Catfished with her.
There's a picture of her in, like,
Imagine if she went onto, like, a dating website and people wanted to meet her and she turned up doing the...
People have actually done that on YouTube. Created a fake woman. I actually got it done out just to trick people.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I'm not even joking.
So that there already leads back to AI and robots taking over the world.
Yeah.
They're now creating...
Look, she had like a picture of like an NBA football basketball.
That's not like, that's 50 cents.
See?
Yeah, she's actually a robot made by
Bitcoin. What? Yeah, that is crazy.
This is how crazy AI is getting.
She's been invented for quite a few years now.
Yeah, she's been invented for like two, three years.
I don't know how I feel about that.
How do you feel about this?
I feel very uncomfortable. Very, very uncomfortable.
Especially when her features look so realistic.
But like, exactly. If a girl messages you and it's an AI.
Is that how she proved that?
Nah. Yeah, but how do you not know that company only became billionaires because in case that happened and they took the bank details, all of this stuff, that's probably how the company got so big.
True.
You gotta look at it, that is a very... What's the word I'm looking for?
Realistic
person who you could probably... I don't know, mistake for a real person, but...
Yeah.
How do I know 100% that you're telling me the truth? That is an AI robot.
Look,
that is very legit.
look, even their title, look. 21-year-old robot living in Los Angeles.
Is that the company in the profile?
Yeah, that's the company. You can make your own or something. I pressed it the other day.
What? How many followers has this person got?
Look, she's got like 2.6 million. Yeah, because people think she's a real person.
That's
Yeah, but that's got to be done by editing as well in the background.
Yeah, they must edit some parts. Look,
in the backgrounds.
That's making me very... So that there, you definitely can tell it's a robot.
I swear she has her own TikTok account.
I think she actually does. She can talk, apparently. I've seen videos of her dancing and stuff.
Yeah, but that's the same as those people who created that robot, Sophia,
I think.
Yeah,
something like that.
But yeah, that's actually an AI robot.
So look, there was another picture the other day of her getting her nails done.
That's creepy.
Did they accidentally snip a circuit wire on her?
That's creepy.
I don't
know. I find things like that very strange.
I don't know how I feel about that.
That's uncomfortable. Imagine seeing someone like that in the street.
So it's like,
that's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I just imagine.
So going back to the question, how do I feel about it? Uncomfortable. Knowing that's what the world's coming to.
Fake people.
Mm. Fake. But then again, you get it with scams. Fake people.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah,
but now that there's an AI robot, even at this, you know, for all we know, the second that they message you and you reply to that message, boom, there you go. They've got all your details.
Yeah.
Of course.
Your social media. They've got access to your bank accounts.
Yeah. Of course.
So it can go one of two ways. Really good, really bad. I can't give a reason for really good, but really bad is... Goodbye to your life.
Okay.
Right, okay, that's
fine. So anything else to add to that?
No, just this strange and uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable life, that is.
Yeah.
So like, basically, if someone took a picture now and the person who made it was here, they could probably put her right there to say she's on the podcast or whatever.
So creepy.
I'm glad this isn't video recorded because I feel really bad now. Imagine that's giving me goosebumps. Just going, imagine if there was a fake person who was not there.
Or like they could go like that, so he's holding you.
Oh, I'm
creepy. I'm married, sorry. Right, on to the next question.
Okay, right, we're up to an hour. We're going to stop now. Thank you guys for coming on Robo Revolution. Would you like to say anything else?
Thank you for having me on. I'm really hoping whatever you're going, you're planning through is successful. If you ever want me on again,
of course we'll have you on many more.
Sorry if I babbled on.
No, that's okay.
It's useful.
Anything?
Just
say thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Okay, guys, thank you for listening. Until next time, make sure to follow the podcast, share it around, and bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. To our listeners, if you wish to join us on this podcast, do let us know by email. We hope you've enjoyed delving into the fascinating world of robotics and AI with us. Stay curious, stay informed, and remember, the future is closer than you think. If you have any questions you'd want us to answer or talk about next, please send it to our email on roborevolution@quantumquill.uk. Until next time, keep innovating, and may your circuits be charged with inspiration. This is Quantum Quill Media signing off.